Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds Journal. I'm Tracy.
I'm Eric.
Cool. So tonight we are going to do the ADHD diagnosis on me. We did this on Eric, the last journal entry, I believe, where we took the DSM-5 and we went through and if Eric had five or more, is that what it was?
Yes.
Then he was ADHD. If we want to just break it down really easy, then yes. So that is what we are going to do tonight.
And for those of you that don't remember, Eric got 9 out of 9.
Very much ADHD. Yeah. So tonight I'm going to go through and I'm going to read the symptoms, or that's what we want to call them, I don't know, and see if Eric thinks that I have any of them, and what we all think, the two of us, and we'll see how many of them I have, and we'll see if we think I am ADHD. Wow, I'm boring myself. Sorry. Okay, so number one. Often fails to give close attention to details or makes careless mistakes in schoolwork, at work, or with other activities.
I do not think you have this. I think you're a rather diligent person, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It depends.
So, but the one thing that I would say about that, though, is that I'm really bad at that.
Yeah.
And so I think that you might also be bad at it, but you're just so much better than me that
it's too hard because I do often read things really quickly. So I do often make mistakes, but I think if it's something really important, I will read it over to make sure. So if it's something for work or if it's a recipe or something like that, I think maybe it's that I know.
Okay, but so, now here, I want to flip this on you. So think about it from the sense that there's always going to be certain things that you're really focused on in your life that you don't make a mistake with.
Right.
You know, they're just very important things to you. So you have to kind of exclude those and think about just your general conscious of it.
Yeah, I think in the most part, I'm pretty good at rushing through and probably making
so like the average thing you do, you would describe it as not being very diligent, but rather being, which would kind of make sense when you think about it because of the style of art that you chose too.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Because that's a very, very like,
yeah, for those of you who don't know, I'm kind of a impressionistic style, which is more of a flash by kind of quick style, you could say.
Yeah. So you know what I think? Actually, now that I think about this, this is really weird, dude.
I never even put that even to my art style. Wow. So we're just going to move on to the next part so that we don't get bogged down by one. So the second one is often has troubles holding attention on tasks or play activities.
Holding it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. I think I probably have a longer attention span than you, but it is shorter than others. So,
yeah,
I think I know when we went to a presentation not too long ago, the paranormal one, I was thinking, how long is this going to last at one point? And I don't think it was even really that long.
That's so interesting because I don't remember feeling that way.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be more into that than I am.
No,
but
I know.
Also think I'm more into that than I think I am.
Well, no, it's so, not that I was even, I think that there's points where I can only sit for so long without having something else helping my brain. So I think that I have that. So yeah, I think I do have to break my activities up often. And it's weird. I have noticed that when we go places, I often take pictures of the plaques and I read it later. Because I don't, it's too long. I don't want to
take so bad.
I think Michelle does the same thing sometimes.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is often does not follow through on instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, chores, or duties in the workplace, e.g. loses focus, sidetrack.
I mean, do I even have to answer that?
Yeah.
I mean, that is like the biggest yes in the world.
You mean you want me to open the closet of like half activities?
that are like, yeah, this is incredible. Like, sometimes I wonder how we make it through a podcast episode because you are.
I'm still really into the podcast.
I know, but.
So, okay, whatever. Often has troubles organizing tasks and activities.
That one might be worse than the last
one. I'm getting a lot better at that. My planner is really nice.
See, but again, that doesn't matter because that's just like you're facing it and overcoming it. Doesn't mean that you're probably really bad compared to most people, even though you think you're so good at it. You know what I mean?
I want to be good. Okay. Often avoids, dislikes, or is reluctant to do tasks that require mental effort over a long period of time, such as schoolwork or homework.
I am going to say absolutely on this one, too.
Yeah.
I have never seen anybody that's quite as powerful and as thorough of a procrastinator as Tracy.
Ask my mom. She is really good at she knows this. She has seen me procrastinate over schoolwork. She's like, Tracy, stop talking to me and get to your schoolwork. Yes. Like, no.
Oh my God, are you gonna have all of them too, man?
I might. We're so close to the. Okay, often loses things necessary for tasks and activities such as school materials, pencils, books, tools, wallets, keys, paperwork, all that stuff.
So again, I would say absolutely not to this. But again, this goes back to something. This is really bad.
I've gotten a lot better at this. I don't think I do this so much anymore. Growing up, I was really bad. My key thing was my craft scissors. The scissors in the house, I had to have my own because the scissors would go missing and then they would be in my craft box. They would always be in there and the family would be like, they're like, Tracy, you have them. And I'm like, I do not. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there they are. I would always lose them, always. And there would be a few other things. I think every so often there's things that I lose. It's like I'm going to put it in a special place and then I forget the special place. You know, but yeah, I also feel like we all do that too.
Yeah, we do. We do, like where you look at a place and you're like, oh my God, that's like the perfect place to put that thing. And then you put it there and then the next time you come back and you're like, now I know it was the perfect place, but where was the perfect place?
I actually spent about half a day looking for something. I mean, kind of off and on, and then couldn't find it a couple weeks ago. And then the next day, I was just staring at it. Like, how did I not? So yeah, but for the most part, I think I've gotten over that one. So let's call that a no.
Okay, but even though you've gotten over it, if you started out really bad, it's kind of still a yes in my book.
Okay, so we'll call it a maybe? Yes, yeah. I don't know.
We'll call that your iffy one.
We'll call that an iffy one. Okay. Is awful. Is often easily distracted.
Yeah, that's a hard no. That laugh out loud because that's a joke.
I was like, wait, what?
You also, I think you have a mind that bounces at about a million miles an hour.
It does.
Which is the cause of that, man.
Yeah, you know, it has too much on it.
Yeah. So,
but.
And yeah. I think I do too, but not like you. Because, like, with your anxiety and stuff, especially, God, when you start getting like panicky and stuff, it's like, holy crap, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So
don't ever be in there. Okay. And the last one is often forgetful in daily activities.
Maybe because like you're definitely better than me,
mm-hmm.
but are you good? I'm not sure. I think you're probably good at that.
I'm pretty good. I don't know if I was ever bad. I'm pretty good because for the most part, I look weekly and say, okay, this is what I have for my week. And so I know, okay, if I have something on Monday or Tuesday. And then even every so often, I'll look during my week if I have something like more than one thing. But like this week, I only had something on Tuesday, so I didn't have to look.
But if you didn't look, you would probably make it to most things, right?
Like, are you saying if I didn't look at the beginning of the week?
Yeah.
No.
You would just, like, that's the thing that jogs it in your memory.
Yeah. You have to, if I would have probably remembered my haircut this week if I didn't look at the beginning of the week. But I don't know if I would have remembered the exact time.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that you would remember I have a haircut this week.
Yeah.
But you might not necessarily know the time, but you would remember it and know where to look to find that time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I've gotten to the point where I like to look every week, but you know, was I ever bad at a point where something created me to do that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, or was that just an adult thing that I told myself this is something that you should do because you're getting enough things on your calendar that, hey, you should start looking every week to make sure you know what you have Monday, Tuesday.
Well, I think it's just a system you build for yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the last one we just did? Can you read it again?
Yeah, is often forgetful in daily activities.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. Because I think we said that I was that. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm.
Yeah, because you might not always remember, like, sometimes you're like, oh, I have something at 2 o'clock today, which I don't always have, so can you make sure I'm there?
Yeah, but for the most part, like, I do remember most appointments.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that.
You know, like everybody says I don't, but mm-mm. I do, you know? So anyways, anything else?
No, that was it. So for the most part.
So you were probably.
So I was one maybe and one not.
Yeah, I would say, well, but there was one that you questioned about me, but I felt
right,
pretty
right, but you were pretty.
So we were pretty close.
So we're pretty close. You're probably a little bit more so, which we thought.
Mm.
But yeah,
so and you know what, though? I bet you if we really looked at it, I can't do this now.
Right.
But I'm sure that there's things that on that list that I'm better than you at. In fact, I know there is. So it's kind of, you know, it's like the yin and yang where you're bad, I'm mm-hmm. good. And
well, and that's the thing. I think we complement each other where it really counts too.
Mm-hmm.
I can help find your keys a lot better. So
tell me when where my phone is, or to at least tell me if my phone is with me.
Yeah.
So
that's a nice thing. So that was kind of a fun little activity.
I think it was too.
So
I feel like there's some, maybe we'll have to revisit this at some point in time and just try other things that possibly.
I really do think that would be really kind of fun to do.
Yeah. But. You know, just because, I don't know. I'm sure that there's other things kind of affecting me, but they're probably just not really significant enough to see. Right. And really, I don't think my ADHD would be something that would be easy to see either.
I don't think so. I think it's one of those things that you've just worked with for your entire life. But it's kind of nice to know that, I guess I do have it. Mm. So,
well,
but it's kind of
not technically.
You really do.
But I would be surprised if they would not say I did.
Yeah. If you wanted to put a label on yourself, you could.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. So, Well, that was a fun little experiment that we did, and we'll maybe do some more in the future.
Yep.
But I suppose with that, we'll be back in a few days with another journal entry.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.